Well, good morning, man. It's good to be here. And thank you for allowing us to come. And Brother Ray sent us a little note about the vision. I thought, wow, great idea. Encourage young men. So trust and pray that be encouraged to serve the Lord. And just like to sum up my little thought for you as far as the ministry is concerned. And that is, there are no shortcuts. No shortcuts. I think a problem today as to why we do not have more men in the ministry is because I have seen people trying to take shortcuts and they don't last. And there are no shortcuts in serving the Lord. So just like to, with that little thought, just to encourage you a little this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, that little thought in mind, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15, just going to study a little and trust an encouragement to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15. It reads, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved." Let's bow for prayer. But God in heaven, we're so thankful for the opportunity to study your word, and we thank you for this time, and we ask once again that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that you would teach us and that you would encourage us and strengthen us, that we might serve you in accordance to your will of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Note the confession that the Apostle Paul makes. I will very gladly, spend, key word there, you might want to underline that, and be spent, another key word. I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly, the more I love you, the less I be loved. There are no shortcuts to the ministry, in the ministry. And within this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul said that I will very gladly spend, and I will very gladly, I'm prepared to be spent. Spend and spent. I know we're all men here, and to my understanding, most men do not like shopping. They do not like spending. Amen. Amen. Am I amongst men or what? Amen. Yeah, amen. That's, don't like it. Never liked it. But we need to understand what it means to spend and be spent. If you and I have any hope of entering the ministry and staying in the ministry. Now, the context of this is the church at Corinth was one of those churches that the Apostle Paul started. It was a high maintenance church. High maintenance. There were all kinds of problems within this church. There were doctrinal problems. There were personal problems. There were overt disobedience within the church. So no doubt the Apostle Paul spent much virtue was exercised in the founding and the development and the encouragement of this local church. And beloved, so likewise for you and I, if we are going to serve God long term, I'm not referring to a weekend warrior. You know what a weekend warrior is? That's the type of guy that runs into Bunnings on the weekend and he's just looked up on the internet on eHow how to build a wall. And he runs in the Bunnings on Saturday morning and he's got his little list and he picks up all his gear and he's convinced himself that I'm going to build a wall on my own. And lo and behold, it doesn't happen that way.
That's right.
And not that easy. And I'm afraid that there are many, many weekend warriors out today that don't last. So, beloved, if you are serious about the ministry, and I trust that's why you're here, you better be prepared to spend. Because there are no shortcuts. I've seen them. I've seen the weekend warriors. Haven't been around forever, but I've seen a few. Weekend warriors, and they're just going to conquer the world because they've just Googled a little and they've worked out this site called eHow, and they're going to do it. But the rest is history. You and I need to be prepared to spend and be spent. Now, what does it mean? What did the Apostle Paul mean by spend and spent? Now, if you go back to verse number 14, it reads, "Behold, the third time I'm ready to come to you, I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." Now, what does it mean to spend in a spiritual sense? Well, consider the analogy of parent-child. And the Apostle Paul said, it's not the responsibility of the child to lay out for the parents, but it's the parents' responsibility to lay out for the child, to spend and be spent. Now, think about it for a moment, young men. As parents, or your parents, or for those of us that are parents, as a parent, we spend on our children, right? We pay their expenses. You know, we pay for what? What do we pay for as parents? We pay for their
nappies.
The nappies, yeah. I guess it would be wonderful to stay to that point. Okay? You'll end up paying for food, clothing. You'll pay for their education. You'll pay for their recreation. You kick a soccer ball around a field. You will pay through the nose, as they say. That's just how it is. That's parenting. So we spend on our children. And also, it's important that we understand that as a parent, we are spent by our children. They cause us to go grey, and they cause us to lose our hair. We spend and we are spent. We are drained. We use our currency and we actually become the currency.
That's right.
We actually become the currency. We are drained on the behalf of our children. We are drained of our time. We are drained of... And I'm not complaining about being a parent. We are drained of our time, we are drained of our energy, we are drained emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually from time to time. We become the currency. We spend and we are spent.
And the Apostle Paul said here, the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children, and I will very gladly spend and be spent. The more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. So what does it mean to spend and be spent? Well, the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved.
There it is. That's what it means.
To spend and be spent. The more abundantly I love you, in other words, the more I love you, said the Apostle Paul, it seems like you don't love me in proportion to that. And men, there are no shortcuts to the ministry. You will have to spend, you'll have to be prepared to spend, and you will have to be prepared to be spent. In the ministry, you will give out a lot more than what you will get in return. And this is what the Apostle Paul is referring to. I will, note this wording, I will, I'm choosing to, very gladly spend and be spent. So in the ministry, you'll give out a lot more than what you will get in return on a surface level. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for that? If you're not, go and catch possums. Make a lot of money in Sydney catching possums, you know. They love roos in Sydney.
Oh,
man, I'm telling you, become a possum catcher, you'll make a whole lot of money and you'll sleep well at night. In the ministry, you'll give out a lot more than what you'll get in return. We need to be prepared to spend and be spent. There are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. And the Apostle Paul said, I will very gladly. I'm happy to spend and be spent. I'm happy to be the currency and I'm happy to use my currency. I'm happy to pay for your food. I'm happy to clothe you. I'm happy to pay for your health needs. I'm happy to pay for your recreation. But I'm also prepared to be the currency.
I'm happy to be drained.
That's the ministry. That's the ministry. You will be spent, and you will spend in ministering to others. Wonderful example of that is the Lord Jesus himself there in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, it reads, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." Let's read together verses 7 to 11 after 2. 1 and 2. "But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Praise God for a Saviour who was willing to spend and literally be spent. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So men, I'd like to encourage you this morning that there are no shortcuts in the ministry. You will need to be prepared and you'll need to cry out from the depth of your own heart as the Apostle Paul did, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. The more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. So let's take a few moments this morning and note in what ways was the Apostle Paul spent? How was he spent? Note then verses 11, please, 11 to 13. 11 to 13 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It reads, I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. In what ways was the Apostle Paul spent? Point number one, or A, in your little outline there, is that if you and I are prepared to spend and be spent in the ministry, we'll have to be prepared for misdirected commendation. Misdirected commendation. Note what the Apostle Paul said there in verse 11, for I ought to have been commended of you. The Apostle Paul, in a nutshell, what he's saying here in verses 11 to 13 is that you should respect me. I ought to be commended of you. I'm not backward in any of the gifts. But why is it that you have not respected me? You are treating me as if I'm a nobody. My life testimony, an example, and I'm ashamed to even say it, said the Apostle Paul, is worthy of respect. But why is it that I've got to say to you, you need to respect me? And beloved, if you and I are serious about the ministry, you better be prepared to spend and be spent, and you be prepared for misdirected commendation. In other words, are you prepared to be a nobody? Are you prepared to be a nobody? The Lord Jesus spoke of one man that was the greatest. Note there in John chapter 3, verse number 30. This man made this statement. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse number 30. It wasn't John the Presbyterian. It wasn't John the Anglican. It was John the Baptist. Note there, verse number 30. He said, he must increase, but I must what? Decrease. Are you prepared to be a nobody? Are you prepared to be a nobody? See, the Apostle Paul was willing to spend and be spent, and he understood that as far as the church at Corinth was concerned, they had very little respect for him, and he was ashamed of it. He had to sort of remind them, listen, you need to respect me.
for I ought to have been commended of you. Now that would have taken a fair bit of ounce to say that. You know, have you ever had in your ministry, those of you that are pastoring men, where you have to say to people, you need to respect me as your pastor?
Yeah. We've had to say it a few times. Parents, we say it to our kids from time to time, don't we?
You need to respect me. I'm your father. You need to respect me because I'm your father. You need to respect me because I'm your pastor. And that's not an easy thing to do, but sometimes it needs to be said. And the Apostle Paul said, for I ought to have been commended of you, but why is it that I've got to remind you that I am not behind in any gift, in any ability? I'm ashamed to even say this, but you need to respect me. So men, my point is simply this. If you and I are prepared to be spent in the ministry, you'll have to be prepared for misdirected commendation. The Apostle Paul was embarrassed to even confront them about this. And men in the ministry, if you're serious about serving the Lord in the ministry, you'll probably never be nominated for an award on Australia Day. Australian of the Year. You know, I doubt you'll ever be even considered. That's the ministry. Be prepared to be spent. You might not be considered as a hero. And some of the people in your church will come to you and say, oh, Pastor, I heard this great sermon, you know, on sermonaudio.nerd, and this guy preaches this sermon, and wow, it's changed my life. And you're thinking to yourself, I've been preaching that for the last 15 years. And some galah or screeching black cockatoo puts 10 sermons on sermonaudio.nerd, his best 10 in 1,000, and some member in your church happens to listen to that, and all of a sudden the penny drops, and you're thinking, I've been preaching that the last 15 years.
That's happened to me, I don't know about you.
That's what it means to be spent. Misdirected commendation. All of a sudden this galah is a hero. But what about pastors? Been preaching that for the last 15 years.
But the Apostle Paul said, I will very gladly spend and be spent. Be prepared for misdirected commendation. Note verses 14 to 17. The end of verse number 15, we've stressed the fact, he said, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Let's read verses 16 and 17. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with gall. Did I make a gain of you by any of whom I sent unto you? Principle number 2, which is summed up in verses 14 to 17. What does it mean to be spent? Number 1, misdirected commendation. You'll have to be prepared to be a nobody. Number 2, a lack of appreciation. Lack of appreciation. The Apostle Paul said, the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. The less I be loved. The Apostle Paul said, look, you know, I haven't taken any support. I'm not after your money. And just as a parent lays up for their children, I, as a spiritual parent, have laid up for you. And just like
A child can fail to show appreciation towards his parents, so likewise Christians can fail to show their appreciation for the man of God that gives of themselves fully for their cause. And beloved, this morning, if you and I are prepared to be spent, we'll need to be able to stomach misdirected commendation. But secondly, we'll have to also stomach a lack of appreciation. Are you prepared to serve without regular thank yous? Lack of appreciation. Note there in Hebrews chapter 6, we are given great comfort. In Hebrews chapter 6, please, verse number 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Beloved, God is not forgetful. God will honor those that honor him. And our rewards are in heaven. And beloved, if you and I are looking for pats on the back, you'll get a few along the way, but you won't get many. You just won't get many. And that's what it means to be spent. It means that I am prepared to stomach a lack of appreciation. And as the Apostle Paul said, the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. I haven't taken any support from you, said the Apostle Paul. I haven't asked any money of you. But just as a child can fail to show appreciation towards his parents, so likewise these Christians failed to show rightful appreciation for the great Apostle Paul. But yet he said, I will very gladly spend and be spent. Are you prepared to not only be a nobody, are you prepared to live without many thank yous? You'll get the odd one here or there. And praise God for them. We lap them up, don't we? There's not many. That's what it means to be spent. To be spent. Note then verse 18 and 19. Are you still with me? Okay, look at verse 18 and 19. What does it mean to be spent? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Did he ask anything of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edification. Listen, said the Apostle Paul. I'm doing all this not to make money out of you. All of this is for your edification. It's for your edification. And the third principle I like to stress is this, that to be spent in the ministry, men, means that you will have to stomach misdirected commendation. You'll have to stomach a lack of appreciation. But thirdly, you'll have to swallow past condemnation. The Apostle Paul was questioned. His motives were questioned. And the Apostle Paul said, well, what agenda do you think that I've got? I mean, fair dinkum. The ministry, it's not how you make your millions. Unless you're a charismatic Pentecostal. I mean, what do you think people think? And the Apostle Paul saying, you know, when I sent Titus to you, did he ask anything of you? Tell me. Did he ask for anything from you? Of course he didn't. We do everything that we do to build you up because we love you. And yet you question my motives. You've passed condemnation. But we do everything that we do for your edification. All this is for your edification, said the Apostle Paul. You think I'm just filling in time and out to make $1 million by ministering to you as a church at Corinth? Man, he couldn't even get them to give their missions offering. They had all sorts of problems. So his motives were questioned. Men, are you prepared to have your motives questioned? That's what it means to be spent. People question your motives. Oh, he's in it for the money. I often say to my church family, you've got to be crazy to be a pastor unless God has called you to be a pastor. You're mad. You can just get a regular job and do a few nights cleaning at night and you'd make more money and you'd probably sleep a lot more. It'd be crazy. We do it because God's called us. That's it. And therefore, because God has called us, we are prepared to spend and we are prepared to be the currency to be spent. And that involves not only misdirected commendation, it involves lack of appreciation, but also involves past condemnation, where your motives every now and again might be questioned. Maybe it's just me. I don't think so. You give and you give and you spend and you spend and you spend and you spend. Oh, Pastor, it's all your fault.
Right. Romans 14:4 tells us, to his own mastery standeth or falleth. May God help us to just be faithful to the Lord, whether people commend us or condemn us. Principle number 4, you still with me? Principle number 4, look at this is a tough one, man. Look at verse 20 and 21. Man, there are no shortcuts to the ministry. If you're serious about the ministry, just stomach it. You're going to have to spend, and you're going to have to be prepared to be spent. Alright? You're going to have to stomach misdirected commendation. Okay, you're going to have to stomach lack of appreciation. And you're going to have to stomach past condemnation. And number 4, look at verses 20 and 21. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I should be found unto you such as ye would not. Lest there be debates, envyings, wraths. This is all in the plural, mind you. He's addressing which church? Which church? Pentecost, one church. One New Testament church. What a church. How would you be to be the pastor of the Corinth church? Debates, envyings, wraths, plural, strifes, plural, backbitings, plural, whisperings, plural, swellings, plural, tumults, plural, plural, plural. Not just one or two, a whole bunch that have this problem and this problem and this problem. Oh dear. Look at verse 21. And lest when I come again, note this little phrase, my God will humble me among you. Among you. Who are the you? The baits, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperers, swellings, tumults. What's he getting at? Let's read on. And that I shall bewail many which have sinned already and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. Now, what is he saying here? He's simply saying this. The ministry man involves to spend and be spent. And that involves not only misdirected what? Lack of? Past? And number four? Ready for this one? Slow sanctification. Slow sanctification. On the one hand, the Apostle Paul said, look, I really would like to see you on the one hand, he wanted to see them, but he was mindful that he might not find them as he would have hoped. This church was not only full of sinful people, it was full of people that were slow to deal with their sin. All of our churches are full of sinful people, at least in Sydney they are. I have sinners in our church. All of my active members, they're rank sinners. In fact, their pastor is a sinner. I pastor a church full of sinners, but I also pastor a church of people, some people, that are slow to deal with their sin. That's how it is. Pastor Shivani, you don't have a perfect church? No! No! The Apostle Paul said, this thought will humble me. Note there, verse 21. Lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you. Humbling thing. Paul expected God to humble him by the fact that God's people were not where they ought to be. And we, in a natural sense, have expectations. And beloved, if you and I are really prepared to go into the ministry, you'll have to be prepared for slow sanctification. You coming into town and being their pastor and preaching wonderful sermons will not overnight create saints. Though we are, as God's people, saints in Christ Jesus, the average child of God is far from being a saint. So you and I, as God's servants, you and I as God's ministers, need to be prepared to be spent and be prepared for slow sanctification. And on the one hand, the Apostle Paul said, look, I'm looking forward to seeing you, but on the other hand, I know when I do see you, I'm going to be humbled once again when I'm
exposed once again to this sin and this sin and this sin and this sin and all of these sinners that are still in the church.
Spent. Slow sanctification. In such times, we need to be mindful of Psalm 62, verse 5. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from who? Him. I think so often we as the people of God, and even just as a Christian, we have expectations of one another, do we not? I have expectations of you. You have expectations of me. I will expect you to leave this campsite this afternoon and turn your community upside down for Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if that doesn't actually take place, I might be disappointed. You might be disappointed. That's why, beloved, we need to have expectations of the Lord. Keep our eyes on the Lord. And maybe we need to be reminded from time to time, like the Apostle Paul was, that, hey, look, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing the church and seeing John Brown and Auntie Nellie once again. But, oh, it's going to be humbling once again as I'll have to deal with their sin. I'll have to tolerate slow sanctification. I'll have to just bear with them and help them along, and hopefully they'll get there one day. Slow sanctification. That's what it means to be spent in the ministry. You know, you get to a point in the ministry when it doesn't seem like anything surprises you anymore. You know? And it's a bit worrisome because a couple of times of late I've had people say, Pastor, you're surprised. And I'll say, no. You won't believe what so-and-so's done, or you won't believe what I've done. It might really shock you. No. 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 And that's when we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Because the Apostle Paul said, for my love, the more I love you, the less I be loved. That's what it means to be spent. Men, there are no shortcuts to the ministry. And I do believe one of the reasons why we have fewer in the ministry, because some sincere individuals have tried to take shortcuts. And they haven't been prepared to spend and be spent. So if the ministry is for you, you must be prepared to spend and be spent. How is it that the Apostle Paul could say, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved? How could he say that? Well, if you go back to chapter 12, verse number 9, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly will I rather glory in my infirmities. The power of Christ may rest upon me. We need to rest in the grace of God. The power of God to enable us and to cause us to be willing to spend and be spent. Paul was willing to spend. His last
penny for the furtherance of the gospel and for the betterment of God's people. And also the Apostle Paul was prepared to be spent. Spend me. Go ahead. Misdirect your commendation. Show your lack of appreciation. Pass your condemnation. Be slow in your sanctification.
The more I love, the less I be loved. But I'm prepared. I very gladly will spend and be spent. But be it so. But be it so, as it reads in verse 16. Are you prepared to spend and be spent? That's the ministry, men. I don't say that to discourage you, but I say that to encourage you to be prepared to take up your cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We need servants of God, the laborers of you. And may God work within the hearts of those that are here this day, and that God will do a work of grace within us and will say, Lord, I'm prepared to spend and I'm prepared to be spent. And the more I love, the less I be loved, but I will very gladly spend and be spent. May God somehow encourage us from his word. This morning. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would have your will and way in each of our hearts and lives. And Lord, cause us that by your grace that we will have the attitude of the great Apostle Paul and be willing to spend and be spent. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to just encourage you with those little notes there. I've also included, if I've got time, Brother Fraser. Have I got 5 minutes? Yeah. Just some little notes there on local church internship ministry. These are just some thoughts that I've developed and used over the years in developing young men and trust that might be a little encouragement to you or maybe a little help for you and your pastor if you're serious about preparing for the ministry. And it's important that we understand what does it mean to be an intern and who should be an intern and what should be some goals in being an intern. Who qualifies to be an intern? Paying the intern. In our church, we pay interns. I see it as if I am tying a fishing line around their neck, and I have control, and I can guide them accordingly. So we pay our interns, not a lot, but we try to hold them accountable. So just some thoughts there about supporting an intern, accountability of the intern, some keys to a successful intern, the bottom of page 2 there. And then on page number 3, some general ministry requirements. This is what we do, just some ideas. What we require of our ministry interns, those that are serious about the ministry. You know, some growth goals and some soul winning goals and ministry goals. Then on page number 4 there, some examples of some ministry experience that we want them to have and that we will make sure that they have. The bottom of page 4, personal study. We will encourage them to study and read assigned books that cover some main topics. And that continues on in page number 5. We encourage all of our interns to do at least a missionary trip to a foreign mission field as part of their interns. So these are just some ideas that, you know, if you are serious about the ministry, maybe there might be some ideas here that you can
take back to your pastor. Say, Pastor, here's some thoughts for you. Don't get mad at me. Ring Pastor Shimoni and yell and scream at him if you don't like it. But here's some thoughts for you. I really want to serve God, and I'm prepared to have a fishing line tied around my neck and for you to leave me. Here's how you can do it. See what your pastor says with that. Hopefully he'll get excited. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.